Like I say, we appreciate, again, the privilege being the service tonight. Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that, we feel the Lord laid on our hearts. If you're going to read with us, we're going to read some out of the first chapter of the book of Genesis. The 8th chapter of the book of Romans. I think 15th chapter, 1 Corinthians. I think. We're going to read out of the 1st chapter of Romans and also the 8th chapter. Then we're going to read a little out of the book of Colossians. Not a lot, just a lot of places. You pray for us. The first chapter of the book of Genesis, we'll start with the 26th verse. I'm going to read about three verses. So, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Romans, I believe it is, first chapter. We're going to start with the 21st verse. 20th verse. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and the birds and the four-footed beast and creeping things. The 8th chapter. 28th verse says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, I believe it is. We're We're going to start with the 45th verse. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Colossians. The third chapter, I believe it is. I'm going to read some in the first chapter, back up to the first chapter, starting with the 12th verse. It says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. 8th chapter. We're going to start with the first verse. It says, If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walk sometime when you lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Now, hopefully, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of scriptures in several different places tonight. And I don't know altogether what we might do or what we might say, but I'd like the Lord help us to get to the place that we feel that He'd be pleased with tonight. Just to be honest with you, there's a lot in what I've read to you, and there's a lot that I'd like to bring out, but I don't know if we'll bring anything out as far as that goes, but this is what we have. So you bear with us for just a minute as we go in that of the Word of the Lord. I need your help. I really do. I need you. Need the Lord's strength, both physically and spiritually. I most certainly do. But nonetheless, the Bible says in that of the first chapter, as we read in your hearing, it said, "Let us make man in our own image." And then it said that He created man in His own image and in His own likeness. Male and female created He them. You could go throughout the whole Old Testament and you can find where the Lord, my friend, dealt with man concerning the image. The image that He had created him. You know, it's amazing to me that we're living in a sophisticated day as we are, and yet we're still dealing with a situation of the image of God and what He created. Now, I don't know what you look at and what you see when you look at that. I heard a preacher say one time that some people said he was ugly, and he said, "Well, I'm the image of God." And he was pretty bold in making that statement, but the fact of it is, according to the Word of God, He was absolutely true. He is the image of God, and you are too. The truth of it is, my friend, and I know you can go back to the old cliche and all the old discussions. And years ago, several years ago, 20-something year ago probably, now the Southern Baptist Convention split because of the first 11 chapters of the book of Genesis. So a lot of them did not want to believe, my friend, that the first 11 chapters was part of the Word of God. And brethren, it caused a division between the Southern Baptists. Now, I'm not going to get into all that, but that's just something that won't hurt you to know as far as that goes. It ain't always been like this. It ain't always been, my friend, that people agree and or disagree on certain things. Now, you can agree or disagree with me about the image of God, but I'm going to be plain with you. I believe the first chapter of the book of Genesis. And I believe God created man in His own image and in His own likeness. You're not going to deviate me from that scriptures. I believe it. I'm going to preach it. You say, "Preacher, this world don't believe much of that anymore." This world is living just like the world did in the first chapter of the book of Romans. They've desecrated everything about God, and they've said, "We've coming from here and we're coming from yonder, and brethren, man ain't never come from that except what God created." He's not done it. not changed. I don't care. You can believe the Big Bang Theory if you want to, but I want you to know the Darwin Theory is just a theory, and it ain't got nothing to do with the Word of God. No, sir. I'm going to tell you why I believe what I believe. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Amen. We believe that by faith. It takes faith, brethren, to please God tonight. You can hew you out a new row, but brethren, that's all you'll have at the end of the day. God ain't gonna bless it. Mark it down. God ain't gonna bless it. Brethren, these people has come to the place that they think we're living in a time when we can just let things go and agree with how things are going. And brethren, God says it ain't right. He's taught His people down through the ages, brethren, and He's told them how many times, even before that Ten Commandments ever come to be real. Brethren, He didn't want man making an image of any sort. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and you probably going to shoot me for it, but I'm going to tell you something. You can carve you out of wood, my friend, that looks like Jesus. You can carve you out of wood that looks like a cross, and you can worship that, and you'll be worshiping an image just going against what God has said, my friend. Worship Him and Him only. Why did God bless Abraham? He blessed him because Abraham believed him tonight. Yes, sir. These things, my friend, throughout this Old Testament, brethren, God dealt with His own people time and time and time again. I'm going to tell you, I can't help it tonight. Brethren, you young people need to understand, my friend, that God is real and man is a liar tonight. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. I wished I had the strength. I really do. Brethren, I'm going to take my time and I'm going to do the best I can with what I've got. Brethren, it come down in Moses' day. Brethren, God gave him 10 commandments. He also gave him more than that. But 10. 10 were written on tables of stone. And they were written with the finger of God. Moses, my friend, could not write them. You might say, why, preacher, he used Moses' finger. I got news for you. God wrote those commandments. That's the reason that Moses had to go on that mountain the second time. Brethren, he broke the first ones. Is that not right? Yes, sir. You tell me what them first two line says on that Ten Commandment. Number one is thou shalt have no other gods before me. I want to get around to my message. God help me. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You might have it all figured out. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We might not have the ten, my friend, but we've got two. And thank God they cover the ten. Yes, sir. They ain't no difference. Thou shalt not make what? Any graven image. Any graven image. You go through that Old Testament, my friend, you'll find that God had a problem with his own people, my friend, worshiping images. We ain't no different. We're not living in a different time. We're living in a different day. We're under a different umbrella. My friend, we most certainly are. But thank God, man ain't changed one lick. No, sir. I'm going to preach to you tonight about the image. There's something about the image. I don't care what you believe. You ain't never going to get me coming out of a monkey. No, sir. Or the Big Bang Theory, either one. I'll promise you, my friend, I can prove it to you. Yes, sir. You take this body, my friend, when it dies, and you lay it right out there on the top of the ground, my friend, it won't be many days that it will vanish. Yes, sir. Why, preacher? It goes right back to the dust where it come from. Yes, sir. I know what I'm talking about. You do too. Brethren, God made man. I've got no problem believing that. And man was nothing until God breathed into his nostrils, thank God. Woo! No, he wasn't. But brethren, he is pleased with his image. Was he not? His image. Yes, sir. Where did he get the form? He made the form. He was the form. Amen. You can't look at it no different way. God made him after his own image. Yes, sir. We get into the New Testament, my friend, and we find out the image, brethren, has changed. Oh, preacher, we ain't gonna have no change of the image. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. I read it to you tonight. I'd have to go back and look it up. In one of these scriptures, it talked about after the image of his son. Is that not what he said? After the image of his son. Not only that, my friend, 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, tells you that the first Adam was of the earth, earthy. The first Adam. Do you hear that? The first Adam was after the earth, earthy. But the second Adam was the Lord from heaven. Preacher, there ain't no two Adams. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I'm going to tell you something tonight, brethren, and both of them have an image. Both of them. You bore the image of the earthy, you'll also bear the image of the heavenly tonight. Yes, you will. You say, preacher, I will after a while. You'll get it before you get there. Oh, preacher, you're on dangerous ground. I know I am. It's the reason I've been so tore up, scared half to death. Note I didn't have the strength, but brethren, it's coming, and I'm glad it is. I'm glad I'm just not the only one getting to eat off this. I'm honest about it. Brethren, God will open your eyes. Thank God specially tonight. Hallelujah. Specially he'll open them. Yes, he will. You can't tell me there ain't no image of the heavenly, image of the spirit. You say, preacher, you done over yonder and you done lost me. I got news for you. If I lose you in the word of God and my friend in the spirit of God, then you must not be spiritual. Think about it. He asked the question, why was that was earthly born first and not that which was heavenly? He asked him that question. Yes, he did. He went on to say, my friend, what? That death was swallowed up in victory. Is that not right? He said, this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that death is swallowed up in victory. Hallelujah. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. Hallelujah. And the strength of the sin is the law tonight. But blessed be the Lord. Thankful be the Lord, my friend, that giveth us the victory. The victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the 15th chapter teaches you. The sting of death is sin. Yes, sir. The image, my friend, It ain't nothing. The first chapter of the book of Romans, my friend, I hate to say it, but it is a picture of how this world is living today. Amen. They've changed the glory. That's what he said. They've changed the glory of God into a corruptible, he said, image, as of man and four-footed beast and creatures. Ain't that what he said? Don't we think more of animals than we do men today? Huh? Don't we think, my friend, more? You say, preacher, you're going to hurt my feelings. I'm just going to hurt them then. Brethren, we've been put over every creature there is upon the face of this earth. Man's been over it ever since he is born, created in this world. Hallelujah. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. And God knowed man. God knowed his flesh. You go to the 6th chapter of the book of Genesis, my friend. And God repented. He repented that he made man and put him on earth. Seeing he also is flesh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He come to the realization, my friend, that man was flesh and man would walk after the flesh. And I'm going to tell you that there is a flesh, my friend, that is not seen. Yes, sir. Preacher, I don't have that. My friend, the flesh that bothers me ain't that flesh right there. No, sir. You cut that hand off. You cut that arm off. Brethren, that don't mean that sin was cut out of my life. No, sir. No, sir. It don't live in that right there. Them represent the works. They most certainly do. You get into the scripture, you'll find out they represent the works. And the mind, my friend, the mind, brethren, is a powerful thing. And the scripture says that the imagination of man's heart was only evil continually. Yes, sir. You go and read the first chapter of the book of Romans, you'll find that the imagination, my friend, of what goes on in men's mind is corrupt tonight. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. God didn't make man, my friend, that he might be corruptible. Now this flesh, not going to live forever. We've got the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. God hates them. And God is against them. Yes, sir. Now, there's something, my friend, about me that is fleshly, has fleshly desires. Yes, sir. When I got saved, I didn't lose that. Huh? I didn't lose that. I wished I had a, but I didn't. When I got saved, my friend, God just give me something spiritual to overcome the flesh. Amen. Amen. There's another image to me. Amen. Hallelujah. If you'll get your spiritual eyes open, thank God you can see it tonight. Yes, sir. What did he tell the Colossians? What did he tell them? What did I read to you? If you then be risen with Christ. Preacher, I ain't yet risen with him. You go back to the 6th chapter of the book of Romans. And you read them first 8 or 9, 10 verses, and you see if you ain't been baptized. Huh? You see if you ain't been buried. Thank God with him. Hallelujah. And you read on and see if you ain't been raised. Thank God with him. Woo! If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Is that not right? Hallelujah! Folks, we've got an image that we need to portray tonight. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. I'm going to tell you something. There's more to this life than just the outward flesh and what it desires. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That hand don't desire a whole lot. But, brethren, my flesh does. Still. You have to bring this man under subjection. What does that mean, preacher? You got to bring him down. You got to thank God, mortify the deeds that he does. What does that mortify mean? It means to cut off. Yes, sir. If you've been risen with him, you'll seek those things which are above. Hallelujah. Folks, this scripture ain't talking about when you get to heaven. No, sir. No, sir. There's too much in here. Brethren, he made something for that inward man, that spiritual image man. Thank God that would suffice him, brethren, right here in this world. Yes, sir. Preacher, I won't have that. Well, you along with about the rest of the people. That ain't nothing new. They ain't many, thank God, they believe what I'm preaching tonight. Absolutely. And I'm reading out of this book. You can go home and read it if you ain't got one. You can pull it up right now and read it. It's in there. Is it not? I'm not, my friend. I ain't got this thing figured out, Daniel. But I got news for you. I got a man, thank God, that does figure it out. Hallelujah. I ain't running around, thank God, blind in this world. And I ain't in darkness either. You might be, but I ain't. No, sir. I got a flashlight. Glory to God. We got a light. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Who's he talking to? Them that have been risen with Christ. That's who he's talking to. The redeemed, the bought by the blood, thank God, filled by the Spirit. Hallelujah! Thank God, that's the gold of God. Yes, it is. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. How in the world can you appear with him if you ain't part of him? Listen, I ain't got time to get into all this. He said, we walked in them, in that other image. Sometimes you read it, this first chapter, third chapter. He says, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Who's he talking to? Folks, I'm going to say it, and I'll say it again, my friend. All this ain't happening in heaven. Brethren, my old man ain't going there. Hallelujah. He ain't allowed. Glory. Hallelujah. Holy, thank God. Ew. Listen. Listen. If I can find it. Put off the old man with the, how put on the new man, which is renewed. Listen, in knowledge after the image of him that created him. God created both of us. Hallelujah. And brethren, he's made a clear path from earth to glory. But thank God, you'll have to crucify the old man. If you can't crucify the old man, you're not going to enjoy too much of the new. Amen. Amen. It doesn't matter who you are. Preacher, you just think you live above everybody. Not a bit. I'm the least of the least. As Paul said, he is the chiefest of sinners. Glory. But thank God Paul didn't live the rest of his life, brethren, in that old image. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Thank God he found a new way. Hallelujah. He wrote about it. He left it with us. Thank God we just need to live it tonight. Yes, sir. There's a lot of folks thinks that they've, don't get me wrong, I've had people that, I guess my preaching could lead you to think some of that, I don't know, really, I don't know, I don't, it don't lead me to think it, but it might lead you to think it. We've got a few right here in Mountain View Baptist Church. And they come by every now and again and said, I need to talk to you about heaven. You know why they won't talk to me about heaven, Daniel? Because they think I don't believe in heaven. Huh? If I preach to you, you can have some of this right now. Thank God that's got nothing to do with heaven. It's still there. Gonna be there. Yes, sir. I ain't doing away with it. Can't do away with it if I wanted to. Huh? No, sir. Brethren, We're not waiting to stand in the presence of God. Thank God we're already in it, brethren. Get your heart where it belongs. Hallelujah. You'll find out this world ain't got much to offer. The image. I want you to get the image. We're bearing that image. The world, my friends, got to see something out of me and you. Folks, they're looking for something. Thank God they cannot obtain. How can I preach that? Because I was doing the same thing. Ain't no more. Ain't no more. Thank God it become attainable. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach it. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Listen, he didn't stop there, folks. You get on predestination and people just goes wild. Preacher, you're predetermined. I ain't predetermined in nothing. Nor did God accept the way. Amen. Hallelujah. That way, my friend, was predetermined. Thank God he was slain from the foundation of the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. He was. Them that he foreknew, he predestinated. To what? He said to be conformed. To be conformed to the image of his son. Hallelujah. Where does that image come from, folks? Where does that heavenly image, my friend, come from? Come from the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll say this, it comes to a born again person. Thank God when they're born again. Thank God that Spirit reveals unto you that you're a child of the King. Hallelujah. Yes, it does. Listen. He says that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. I could read you some more. You can go back up into the 8th chapter. We think 8 and 28 is all that exists in Romans 8 chapter. But I want you to know he talks about when he became the firstborn, the risen. Huh? The risen. Yes, sir. I ain't got time to get into all of it. And I just can't explain what I see sometimes. But I want you to know that there is another image, thank God, to a person that has been born again. Hallelujah. All this junk, my friend, going around. Transistor, Zender, whatever they call them. Yeah. Huh? Yes, sir. And I'm just going to preach it, my friend. Gays, homosexuals. Yes, sir. Fornicators, adulterers, idolaters. Brethren, all of that, my friend, represents the world. And if you're part of it, thank God you're part of the world today. Yes, you are. Preacher, you'll get in trouble for all that. That's what that book will back up. If they want to lock me up, thank God. Just give me an old King James version of the Bible. Thank God, and I'll be happy. Huh? Yes, sir. I believe I could get to the place that old Paul and Silas was. Huh? Yes, sir. You think about it. Brethren, that word of God will sustain you, brethren, if need be tonight. Moses ain't the only one spend 40 days on a mountain not eat no bread, drink no water. You hear me? Amen. Communion with the Lord. Yeah. Brother, you let that spiritual man rise up, my friend, and he'll go for days if you'll let him. Amen. Oh, glory to God. He don't sleep. Thank God when you're asleep. Hallelujah. He's alive tonight. Whew. Glory. 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 Ain't it good? I could go on and on and on. You get in that scripture, you'll find that the world used images all the way down through the ages of time. Did not Nebuchadnezzar build him an image? Can I ask you a question? What did it look like? Had a head, had a body, had two arms, two legs, two feet, huh? Yeah, it's made out of clay, and it's made out of iron, and it's made out of different things. But all it represented was the kingdoms of the world. Read it. The Bible says, until they was a stone hewn out of the mountain. Yes, sir. Came rolling through Babylon. Only thing, brethren, that would tear it down. Yeah. It's still the only thing. Yes, sir. It's still the only thing that'll tear the things of the world down. Preacher, what are you talking about? This is a stone came rolling through Babylon. Word of God. Yes, sir. I didn't try to confuse you tonight. I didn't come this way to confuse you. I didn't come this way to make you believe what I believe. But I'm going to say this. If you'll get your nose in the book and read and study and just ask the Lord, I think me and you will come up with pretty much the same answer. Preacher, we're going to differ on this and that. We might differ here and there, but I got news for you. There ain't but one way to glory. One. There ain't a half a dozen. There ain't 12 or 14. No, sir. There ain't but one. He only sent one. It come down to one. You get in the 29th chapter of the book of Numbers. You read about them feasts. My friend, and it come down, they had an 8-day feast. Yes, sir. They offered up sacrifices, started out with 14 bullocks, wound up with 7, come down to the 8th day. Brethren, what did they have? Hallelujah, they had one. Thank God, one lamb, one bullock. It's all they had. Christ is all we've got. He's the way. Thank God he's the maker of it all. You You ain't going to get there without him. No, you're not. It'd do you good study on that image. I've not crossed you up. You just read it. You can read just as good as I can. You can go to them chapters. Matter of fact, you see me, I'll give you plenty of chapters concerning the image. And I'll tell you, the Old Testament's full of it. You tell me why in the world that the children of Israel was that they had followed a bullock, a calf that Aaron had molded before they had followed God. Listen to me. You might think that's strange, but I got news for you. They have been in a land, my friend, that worshiped images. That's all they seen, my friend. Yes, sir. Until Moses got down there and proved to them that there was a God. His own people. You say, preacher, he wasn't proving to them. His own people didn't believe him. Did they not? Got out in the wilderness for 3 days and said, would to God we die in this wilderness. Or else would to God we was back in Egypt. That's what they said. They probably forgot about that first part, but God didn't. God didn't. God sent them 40 years around. Don't tell me, my friend, that God don't recognize us as an individual and he recognizes us as a group. Proof. Proof. You've heard it preached. You heard it preached here the last two or three messages. Brother, about the evidence. Had 10, my friend, had no clue. Had two, thank God, that knowed. Who'd they know? They knowed God. I'm going to tell you something. You might not believe me. Brethren, them two was with that mumbling bunch. And they round about them mountains and them streams and everywhere, my friend, for 40 years. But they never did wander. Amen. Hallelujah. They know God was able. I can prove it to you. Joshua, Caleb, brethren, both of them went across. Amen. Why, preacher? Because they believed in God. Amen. Yes, sir. You know what happened to that mumbling bunch? They died in the wilderness. Yes, sir. In the wilderness they died. Their words that come out of their mouth, God heard them. Think about it. I can't help it tonight. I'll hush just as soon as I can. And we'll go home. Preacher, all that ain't necessary. You just telling me something I've been dealing with most of the day. But I'll say this. The scripture says, let the word of God be true and every man a liar. That not what it says? So I'm going to leave here, my friend, believing. You know what I'm going to leave here doing? I'm going to leave here believing that I've preached you the truth. Yes, sir. Preacher, how do you know that you're right? I'm going to say that the Lord showed me I was right. How do we know Abraham? We can read about Abraham. Yes, sir. How do we know Abraham was right when he took his son on that mountain? His own son. And his own son looked at him. He said, Father, we've got the wood. We've got the fire. Where is the sacrifice? Oh, oh. Abraham spoke up, did he not? And he said, Son, he said, the Father shall provide himself a sacrifice. That's what he said. Abraham didn't know what was going to happen. He had a sword in his hand, drawed it back, didn't he, Crafton? Had Isaac on the altar. And the Lord stopped him. Let us stand. We're going to have to go. I got good to be here. Hope you got something out of the message tonight.